This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Wednesday edition of the program. Damon Fish is going to join us next hour. And I know what some people are going to say. This country's in a meltdown and you're going to talk to North Dakota Damon Fish? Scott, have you lost your mind? No. How we remain sane in this is enjoying the great outdoors. And maybe if we can give somebody a little hope that there's some other ideas out there and some things that have been proposed by our listeners, that's a good thing. So it's called balance. Some people call it life-work balance. I'm not sure that isn't a...
Plus, you can socially distance so easily, too. So.
You can. There's that, too, while you're hunting. But it's not life-work balance, but it is sort of mind... Look, it's God's creations all around us. Why not grab onto that and use that as a way to breathe a little deeper than you otherwise would? You know what I mean? So I think that's... were you going to say something, Kev? He has that look that...
No, nope, I'm good.
Okay. So they'll be...
Well, you're good.
Yeah, we do.
Well, thank you guys very much.
We're also going to chat with the dean of the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences. He's new, and there is so much going on up there you need to know about. It won't be a long conversation, but listen, especially if you have folks... in the family, folks probably wouldn't be the word, but kids in the family maybe that are looking for, a way to say, hey, maybe there's a career you want to consider.
I'm a kid.
I will do that as well. So Brian Kronk will be here at the bottom of the hour. He's my money guy. Now, I don't have a lot of money. Honestly, I've been radio too long. But the nice thing about Brian is he makes the little bit I have a lot more. In fact, he showed me the other day, he said, look... found a few extra bucks here or there and said, here, do some with this. And boom, goes from that to that. I mean, that's what they do. But he knows the market very well. And obviously things are a little disrupted now with what's going on and talking about pouring more money at stimulus. So, or whatever that is, COVID relief, free checks. We'll call it free checks. So we'll talk with Brian about that. And also, I want to squeeze in Ron Ness today. We had a conversation on Energy Matters yesterday. And Ron said in 6 days, the Biden administration has opened up an all-on assault on the oil and gas industry. Now, if you care anything about North Dakota's economy, schools, water projects, roads, never mind whether you work in the industry or you care about your neighbors who work in the industry, just on everything, the oil and gas industry in North Dakota pays over half of the taxes in the state.
I know we have audience in Canada on this show, too. I'd like to know what you think about the 50,000 jobs up there that are gone.
That's just Keystone XL pipeline alone.
Just Keystone alone.
There's way more behind that. Way more. And it's an all-on assault. So I'm going to talk to Ron about that. I first want to talk a little bit about civility here a little bit. I've talked a little on the program about Senate Bill 2180. We had Bishop Fulda on the other day. This is a piece of legislation sponsored by Senator Judy Lee and a handful of others in the legislature, which has an intent of bringing every tool to the toolbox to stop child abuse. Please call in if you don't think stopping child abuse is a good idea. Let me know if you think stopping child abuse is a fool's errand, we shouldn't mess with it, there's no chance, don't do it. Nobody says this. Nobody thinks this. Everybody thinks do everything with every ounce of your being to stop child abuse, right? So I had a conversation with Senator Judy Lee. I'm going to play you the last couple of minutes of it, and I want to talk about civility in this, because I think it's missing, because I think we're all, literally all on the same page on child abuse. I have one little beef with the legislature, because the number one firewall against child abuse is what? You guys know what stops child abuse, spots child abuse better than anything?
School.
Thank you.
Teachers.
Teachers are rock stars at this.
Yep.
Because they see little Kevin and little Todd and little Leah come in one day, and they're so happy, and they're so bubbly, and they're just so cute.
Nobody's called me little in years, just so you know.
And they come in the next day, and all of a sudden, Todd's all droopy.
Oh, yeah. No.
Todd, what's wrong? What happened to my cute little bubbly Todd? Right? So teachers do this better than anybody. So one of my questions is, you're willing to mandate something on the church. And by the way, they say they have no intention to do this. So I think people are just talking past each other rather than fixing something, which people like Chris Dodson do for the Catholic Church. He works for the Catholic Conference of Bishops, and his job is to do that. We're going to have Chris on the air because maybe we've figured this out just by talking to people. Novel concept. But I first say, why not, if you're willing to mandate something on the church, Judy, why not mandate it on schools and then say, look, it's enough already. Get kids back in school. Then you've got your number one defender against child abuse. And number two, you can do these things and others as long as it doesn't disrupt that relationship in the confessional or, most importantly, the state telling the church what to do. But let's start on schools.
I'm not talking about mandates in schools. I'm not talking about any of those kinds of things. Those people are already mandatory reporters, and that's
but they're
an
not,
entirely
they don't have
different
the kids,
conversation.
Judy. They're not with the kids. They don't have the kids because. So I'm saying, if you're not, again, going by the intent of the language, I think you have good counsel here to everybody. Keep your powder dry. Don't shout, holler. Don't tell people they're going to hell. Don't write horrific emails and call legislators and tell them bad things. Say, huh, this is what I understand is in the bill. If it's not your intent, can you amend it accordingly? Then we'll all be on the Let's Stop Child Abuse team. I'm just saying, you made a comment earlier, we can't mandate the schools. That's up to local, you know. And I'm saying, wow, a lot of taxpayer dollars are going to schools. I think that the unified message from the legislature was, get kids back in school because we will stop child abuse better than any bill that can be misconstrued or anything else. I think the bill's a good idea. I think everybody should be on that team. I think there's better ways to fix it. But the quick low-hanging fruit here is amend this bill to the intent of the bill. I think you raise a very good point.
I also have no intention of engaging another area of life, which would be the schools, in a bill which is dealing with just one thing at this point. That's a conversation you can have with the people in the Education Committee. The bills have already been turned in. So if somebody wants to promote that there, that would be just fine. It's too late to tell people not to write nasty emails because it's already being done. So it's just not the way to win friends and influence people and make sure that the final issue gets accomplished, and for people not to recognize what the goal is here and try to help us reach what the intended goal is fine. Because there was never any intention to beat up on any faith group, and that is an unfair accusation on the part of everybody who's been doing that.
I think you have a good point there, Judy. I do. And you've seen a lot of this. You know how passions get high on these things, and they hear one thing. And I think the best thing that happened at this point is Bishop Fulda and Bishop Kagan come up and have a conversation with the chair of the Human Services Committee and others that are passionate about this and find a way to say we must be civil, number one, and which the bishop's letter was civil. He's being civil about this, but some of those that are you know, writing and calling are not. And that's not just
that. I don't know if the word tyrant is civil, but never mind about that.
All right. Another we'll fight that one out another day. Let me just ask you quickly, though, when you say the intent was different, what's the next step to make the change on getting the real intent? And who was it that brought this forward? We should know what their intent was as well. Should we? Who brought this to you?
No, I don't honestly recall anymore. I'd have to go down past about 400 emails to figure out who it was in the first place that brought this up. But it was not somebody also, I'm confident, that was some crazy person whose intention was to get out after the Catholic Church. There isn't anybody here who's doing that, for crying out loud. That's an important faith for a whole lot of people in North Dakota. And I'm not interested because I might not be in that denomination, I'm not beating up on anybody who is, for heaven's sake. But this is intended. It doesn't matter if it's a priest or a pastor or a rabbi or a mullah or a shaman or a Rastafarian. This is talking about all faith groups and seeing what happens in gatherings and in places that might be accommodating children and families in various faith groups. To just keep an eye out, to make sure that if there's a family in trouble, that these kids have someone that they can rely on. And the parent who is in such, it's usually a parent, who not always, but often, that's just so stressed out that they're not managing it well. It might be that they're depressed. They might have some mental illness. They may have an addiction issue. They may have other kinds of family strife that's going on. I'm not beating up on anybody who is trying to handle their life that's really complicated.
Yeah, well
at this
said.
Time.
Yeah, well said.
So it is just not right, and I do need to get off to my committee.
I do
so.
Too. We'll let you go. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Scott. Bye now.
State Senator Judy Lee, a very powerful woman in the United States, the North Dakota Legislature, chair of the Human Services Committee. But here, I heard something in this conversation that I think is worthy of talking. Separate out Senate Bill 2180. I'm going to take her to word. Kurt Kroon's a friend of mine. He said the same thing. I'm voting no on this thing because I'm getting all this hate mail. People telling me I'm going to hell for supporting this. And it's never been our intent to do anything to disrupt the confessional seal or do anything with spiritual advising with the church. We don't want to do that. We just want to stop child abuse. Kurt Kroon, good example, used to own child care centers. He could peel your ears back with stories about the pain he saw in the eyes of children, the bruises he saw in their arms. Makes him sick. So he says, why wouldn't we want to do everything to stop child abuse? We do. We're all on the Let's Stop Child Abuse team. But a letter gets written by the bishops. We hear about it in church. We hear about what they're trying to do, and people get mad. And I assume a lot of this is coming from Catholics, because Catholics would be the one that would be most disrupted in this if the bill was as it was intended to do. So why are we shouting at these people? Why are we telling them they're going to go to hell? For crying out loud. In this case, we want to fix the problem. I think the number one problem that should be fixed, and I reject her answer of, that's for another committee. You talk to somebody else about that. I'm not getting in that fight. Well, I thought we wanted to stop child abuse. We do. You told me the teachers are the first line of defense. They are. Well, kids aren't in school. That's not my problem. You know, we got to fix that.
Round and round we go.
Yeah, Rasperine. I'm kind of back on Rasperine, too. Can you help me there? Your calls when we come back, 800-228-0550 after this.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It doesn't matter if it's a priest or a pastor or a rabbi or a mullah or a shaman or a Rastafarian.
Uh.
help me understand how the Rasparian and Bob Marley are connected here. I'm a little confused.
Well, that's what Rastafarians are. They are
Rastafarian.
Rastafarian. They worship the Rasta.
Do they want to end child abuse?
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, good.
Yep,
they're good about taking care of their own.
I'm on the Let's Stop Child Abuse team. You know? Let's not shout at each other.
Other kind of team?
You will never convince somebody that they're wrong and you're right by yelling at them. I'm convinced of this.
Yeah.
Rastafarian.
Okay. Yeah, and Judy Lee, I appreciate her coming on and talking about that. Let's get to your calls, questions, and comments. Brian Kronk, my money man, should be your money man, bottom of the hour from Collins and Kronk. He's taken a little tiny bit of money, like minnow size, and already turned it into like dolphin size. And I'm rooting for a whale, you know, at some point before I, you know, get to pass on things to the kids. In radio, you start with a minnow, don't you, Kev? What's smaller than a minnow?
Yeah, right? Yeah, well.
What's smaller than a minnow?
Grubworm, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of
and,
a heavy, rusty.
Crappie minnows are pretty damn small, though.
How many years in this business for you, Todd?
Since I queued up my first record, 41, but 39
years.
Officially, I guess.
Okay, and how about you, Kevin?
Fall of 1980, so 41st year.
What is the 2021 minus 1975?
Oh, you're 46.
Right, okay, wow. Yeah.
We're in there, yeah.
And that was just part-time. It was 79. It started kind of more official, but yeah, I am. Anyway, the point is, this business is all about a love for the business and a love what you do. You don't get rich in this business unless you're Rush Limbaugh. And pray for that fella every single day, I tell you.
Yeah, no kidding.
His team yesterday and just said, every day, I pray for a miracle for Rush. I do. Matthew 19:26. Look it up. I didn't make it up. It's in the good book. Because that man is needed now more than ever. And he's having one heck of a tough time. We just sent a little care package to him, some MyPillow robes and some Roger Maris t-shirts, and just to lift the spirits a little bit. If you want to send Rush something, you send it to our studios. We'll make sure Rush gets it, okay? 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota, 58104. 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota. I thought the robes would be good. You know, you're battling cancer, you're doing the treatments, you're probably, in the days you're not at work, around the house, and, you know, a good robe, didn't you think? So,
oh, yeah.
We did some robes, we did a little pet pillow for his cat. I can't remember what else we did. Everything
like all the shows he did not being able to hear callers before he got the cochlear implants in.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh.
How scary would that be? What would you think if all of a sudden, I do radio and I can't hear a thing?
Many people would have retired at that point and gone out gracelessly in the sun. He'd had more money than he ever needed. He'd have made a big difference. He didn't. He devised a system where even though he can't hear you, there is somebody that hears you as a caller, and it is transcribed in front of him. That's how he knows what the callers say. Because when you have that ailment, you can hear certain things, but you can't hear others. Right? It's to do with the frequency. So the actual callers are hard to understand. So the callers, like, I've talked to Rush before since he's had this, and he'll always say, lean in a little. And if somebody literally across the room is talking, he'll ask them to stop because the only way he can hear, even if I'm leaning in, is one person at a time talking. So
yep.
it's a life challenge that's unbelievable. And he's maneuvered that, and now he's battling, you know, an awful kind of cancer. So keep him in your prayers. And if you want to send him something, send it to me and I'll get it to him. Even a card is fine. Don't think you're going to buy anything. 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo. We'll ship it down the next day.
I want to hang out at his house for about a week down there on the bay.
He has a pond. I think pond
would be good for you. He would be. He's got a little shack down there.
He's not going to let you anywhere near the pool. But I've been to his studios in Palm Beach. They look like, what shall I say, a Thurston Howell-ish. You know,
yeah.
Thurston Howell.
Yeah.
Anyway, we sent down some robes, and if you don't have one of the robes yourself, I'd get one because the MyPillow robes reverse engineered to be the best robe now on the planet, along with the best pillow, which you can get at $29.98, their lowest price ever. Well, all the big box stores, cancel culture, mic out, we're making up the difference. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Mike in Mandan, you're next to go. And then Henry in Fargo, who probably watched Mike Lindell on Tucker Carlson last night, I'm guessing, because he wants to talk about Mike Lindell. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning. I wanted to talk a little bit about listening to Energy Matters last night. And I forget who was your main guest host for the whole
I was on. Yeah, I was on yesterday. We had a guest, Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Yep.
Okay, Ron Ness. There you go. And, you know, he said, he made the comment, kind of irks me, that nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's taking notice. Nobody's, you know, no actions. And I'm thinking to myself, I sure didn't vote for Biden. Our state didn't vote for Biden. I've called my congressman. I've called my senator. 50% of Americans haven't voted for him. What are we supposed to do? If he's saying nobody's paying attention and noticing, we've all noticed. We've all done it. We've done everything we can. Now what? Now what are we supposed to do?
Well, it's a fair question. I believe that we ran out of time at the end, but I asked Ron, I think he was supposed to come back on for a couple minutes. That was one thing I was going to ask him, is what should we do? What can we do? What will make the difference? I agree with you that most North Dakotans get it and have fought this battle.
I mean,
but Ron is coming up here in a little bit, Mike, so stay tuned. We're going to ask him that question, because I think whether Ron answers it to your satisfaction or not, that is the $64,000 question. I think if we go into a turtle-like position and pull our head back under the shell and say, incoming, that's not enough. We've got to find a way to take this stuff on, expose it, and win over enough of the people that have buyer's remorse on Biden if they did vote for Biden. I happen to think more voted for Trump than voted for Biden, and we'll know that soon. But in the meantime, there still was people that voted for Biden who are going to get the higher gas prices, who are going to have less control over their energy future. So you're exactly right. Listen for him coming up in a moment here, and appreciate the call. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, thanks for having me on. So you're right, I did see Tucker on, Mike Lindell on Tucker, and I also heard him on Rush. And here's my question to you, because he was on your show not that long ago either. He keeps saying he has all this proof, and he wants Dominion to sue him so he can roll all this proof out either. Tucker asked Sidney Powell to give her the evidence, and I got a little tiff. How come none of you guys have invited Mike Lindell on, put his evidence on your webpage, and ask him for the evidence? None of you guys have asked Mike Lindell. He claims he has it. He claims he was with Mike Flynn and Sidney Powell.
He was.
He got all this evidence, but none of you guys have asked him to lay it out and put it on your webpage so we can see it.
Good point.
Good point, Henry. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And by the way, I know those meetings happened. Senator Kevin Cramer was in one of them with Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, and others.
He listened for the same question.
He's listened for 3 hours. Now, he didn't get what he wanted, and Mike Lindell says, hey, we have that now. We have that now. Did you notice how Tucker Carlson did a fabulous job of that interview, with the exception of he never followed up on one question about the election being stolen? He ignored it. He focused totally on the cancel culture of Twitter. I thought it was a good interview, but you're 100% right. And if I were Mike Lindell, I wouldn't spend another penny on those stations until he at least do that. I don't know that he'll do that, but
has
I would.
Has he said anywhere that he's going to put it on his website?
He's doing a two-hour infomercial.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Jerry and Minot, let's talk about Sunday football. Jerry, real quick, what about Sunday football? Lay it on us.
Yeah, I'm a 21-year vet, and, the NFL, and I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, and watching a game Sunday, it just makes me sick that my team can't come out for the national anthem.
Amen, brother.
Jerry, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Brian Kroc of Collins & Kroc. Ron Ness, too, on the way. Don't touch that.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A plainclothes NYPD cop investigating a previous shooting was shot while chasing a man in the Bronx on Tuesday night. The 31-year-old male officer with the department's gun violence suppression unit was struck in the back below his vest and is in stable condition. A suspect was taken into custody. The United States will accelerate the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines across the country. President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday his administration plans to buy 200 million more doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Biden said the pandemic will continue to worsen before it gets better. It's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. End quote. The Senate on Tuesday confirmed Antony J. Blinken, a nation's 71st Secretary of State. Blinken is President Biden's longtime advisor and was voted in by a score of 78 to 22. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On your mind, brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum. Don't forget the 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline. Be the Buffalo, ladies and gentlemen. 855-200-1776. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you feel like, I can't get in the show, I can't get in the show. Or you think of something after the show, it's always there for you. Topic suggestions, song author you want us to have on. Why aren't you covering this? Stop talking about that. You can call it the Hate Hen Hotline. The guy that calls me Hengen, he should call that once a day. 855-200. I don't know. He's yellow. 855-200-1776. So Jerry in Minot called us a moment ago before the break. Said, look, I'm a veteran, and I'm watching football. I love the Green Bay Packers, and they don't come out of the tunnel. How does that make you feel, Jerry?
Well, being a retired Army National Guard and spending 21 years, you know, and these fellows and that play football say it's nothing to do against the military. Yes, it does. You know, I've lost brothers and sisters over in Afghanistan with that flag draped over their coffin. And for you not to come out and make it political, yeah, I take it personal.
Yeah, I don't blame you one bit. Did you notice that the two teams were in the Super Bowl did come out for the national anthem?
Yes, I did notice that.
Yeah, interesting. Maybe that's why they're in the Super Bowl. I don't know. Call me crazy. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I got to the point where. Yeah, exactly. Karma. Exactly. Yeah. So I just wanted to make a comment. So.
Thanks, Jerry. Glad you did. Thanks for your service too, by the way.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
National Guard is the last line of defense. First call when we're in deep trouble. A caller earlier. Heard Ron Ness, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, on Energy Matters yesterday, called in to say, I want to know what I can do. And that's where we left off yesterday. Brian Kronk is here from Collins & Kronk. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, your money invested in oil and gas and what the next 4 years holds. Because, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said yesterday the first 6 days of the Biden administration was an all-on assault directed directly at the oil and gas industry. Is that right?
Well, I'm going to make a correction today, Scott. Today is day seven, and the actions that just came out of the president's office today, you need to go out and take a look at what they have just released in terms of their climate action plan. It is just it is stunning, frankly. I'm sitting here. I'm just completely in shock, and this is an all-out attack on America's energy. And America, you know, we are just shifting our energy production, jobs, wealth creation to the Middle East. And what I'm looking at today, I'm still in shock. I just can't even believe these are just draconian type actions taken by executive order, pushing, advancing every environmental justice, of course, along with climate change, is the two words that are continued to be just, you know, throughout this entire thing in terms of their actions on climate. And the challenge I heard your listeners got, and I think the challenge is that as Americans, we're the ones that are going to pay the bill here. We're the ones that are going to lose the jobs. And I had just sent Senator Cramer a note. You know, when you talk to these cabinet members, do they not care one bit about our nation's economy, about our nation's future, about our energy security, what this has done for us and across the world? You and I know the tens and tens of thousands of people that work in North Dakota's fossil fuel industry and all the secondary related jobs off that. And to say that, oh, we're going to retrain you in, you know, wind and solar, and we're going to put, you know, windmills off the coasts and develop America's electricity supply. You know, this stuff is just dreamy. And
yeah, I say what it is. It's reprogramming us. That's what they want to do.
Really, oh, it's all just so exciting, isn't it, though?
Yeah. And you know what's amazing? The Obama years, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but the Obama years were not good for the oil and gas industry. The savior was private land, obviously, and they did everything in their power to stunt that where they could. But these guys are coming on with this full-on assault, as you say, in a week, in 7 days. I mean, this is even worse than the Obama administration assault on oil and gas and energy, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. They are picking up, you know, from the end of the alphabet of the Obama plan, clean coal power plan, and all of those things. But what they're doing is they're attacking federal lands because that's what they can control. And, of course, you know, Why would America want to make money for our treasury off production on federal lands, which is about 22% of all of our oil and gas production in this country comes from federal lands, by the way. But ultimately, their goal here, Scott, is to push the left to restrict the money and the flow of money to fossil fuels. That will impact private lands. That will impact everything that we do across all of the producing states in America. And if you just go look at what's happening, John Kerry said it yesterday, you know, we're going to the banks, we're going to the investors, we're trying to demonize fossil fuels here. And what happens is those entities say, well, we're not going to invest in fossil fuels. So essentially what they do is they cut off, the availability of money. It takes $20 million a day of CapEx to run the Bakken at full throttle. Where does that come from? That comes in from investors. That comes from banks. That doesn't come from oil companies. They are lenders and borrowers in order to finance their projects. So, the goal here is very clear. And obviously, they think they've got some wind at their back. And I think that's where the American public and North Dakotans have to jump up and say, hold it now. I like affordable energy. I like energy. And, some of these renewable energy plans are just non-realistic, and we're ramping up this 100% goal to now, what is it, 2035. To get there, you had to start 10 years ago. So
what,
they're jumping from A to Z.
We're going to dig into all these details and what they're going to mean, and I hope every township, county, city, school district in North Dakota notices, because the Biden administration is just coming for oil fat cats, which they think they're fat cats, and they're not. They're people in Watford City and Williston and Dickinson and Minot and all throughout North Dakota that have jobs that support this industry. That's who they're coming for, and they're coming for the school projects, the water projects, the roads, the bridges. Your industry pays over half of the taxes paid entirely in North Dakota.
Nicole, Pennsylvania, North Dakota,
so,
along the line.
Knowing that hit's coming, Ron, what can we do? What do you think would stop this assault?
Well, I think the only thing that's going to stop this is just an outcry from the American consumer who ultimately is going to pay this higher price. I mean, there is no question what their goal. They also want to drive up the price of gasoline, right? Because then you're going to use, in their opinion, you're going to use less. But I'm not sure how that works in your tractor. But that's the only way, because you saw that the national tribes jumped up and screamed and hollered when they put this ban on, and all of a sudden they exempted the tribal lands from the new one today as well. So I think schools, cities, townships, and rural producing areas that rely on these things, water projects, people who get property tax rebates, obviously education, all of those folks, look where the oil money goes, look where the wealth creation is. We're all going to have to stand up and scream, because you know, I've been screaming as loud as I can, but outside the borders of North Dakota, you know, these are not, you know, the Biden administration doesn't really care much what the state of North Dakota thinks right now.
Ron, appreciate the time.
Thoughts exactly.
Know how hard you and your team work on behalf of this industry and really on behalf of every corner of North Dakota. You can't go anywhere and not find an impact on projects, schools, roads, and bridges, as they say, water. I mean, look at this. You think that the diversion happens in Fargo without oil and gas money? Absolutely not. So keep fighting, and we'll do our part to help, too. Thanks for the update, by the way, on day 7 of the all-on assault. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Scott.
Brian Krakus here heard all of that. What do you think when you hear that?
It is amazing. You know, I knew we were going to talk a little bit about this, Scott, and I was going to say, well, Biden is not a friend. You know, to hear Ron say not only is he not a friend of the fossil fuel industry, but basically he's attacking it. It's an all-out war, and that's maybe much more accurate. You know, there's two things going on here right now. You know, one is the long game that the administration is playing. It is an all-out war on fossil fuels and energy, and everything that Ron said is exactly right, and you can see where they're ultimately headed with that. And then the short side of that, I've got a lot of, you know, our investors saying, well, gee, why are these oil stocks going up? We're hearing about all these things that the administration is doing, and yet we're watching the major oil companies, their stocks are going higher, the intermediate, the drilling companies, the drilling services companies, they're all doing better. Even related industries like MDU and things like that right here in North Dakota, all these stocks are going up. Why is that? And so it takes a little bit of time to unpack that, but if you think about it, it would make sense. Just take a little thing. He says, hey, we're closing down, canceling the Keystone Pipeline. Shipping that oil from Canada to our refiners here in the U.S. maybe costs $5, $6, $7 a barrel to do that. If they now have to send it by rail or ship it, you're talking about doubling that cost of transporting that money to the refiners, or transporting that oil, rather. And so when you think about that, they're raising the cost of oil across the board. We're going to see it at the pumps. We're going to see it in the pumping stations. As the oil prices go up, these companies become more profitable on the short term. So short term, there's some great profits for these oil companies as their margins increase. The long game, they're all going to get squeezed big time.
And this climate action means that the cost of energy will go up. You raise the cost of energy, the cost of everything goes up.
Absolutely.
Anything you make now costs more to make. Anything, a restaurant, more to heat the place, so the burger's got to cost more. I mean, the cost of everything goes up. So what does that do to the market? What does it do to my investments?
So that's the thing that I'm most concerned about. When you start looking at that sort of thing happening, you're talking, I mean, you know, we've already heard an administration that wants to raise taxes and has made no bones about that. They ran on that. But aside from raising taxes, this is sort of that underlying tax that affects everybody. So you just think about it. As transportation costs go up because of the cost of fuel, cost to heat your home goes up, all of those things, that's a whole nother layer of tax. That puts a whole burden upon our society and upon our economy. That's going to be hard to keep plowing ahead. So we went from a growth economy, we're probably going to go back to this sort of plow horse economy, if you will. A while ago, so say 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they were talking about a recession. We saw this COVID shutdown take place, and everybody said, gee, is that going to lead us to a recession? And it didn't, because we had such a strong economy. Right now, our economy is just borderline showing growth. You start adding new taxes, or this energy tax, if you will, this idea that we've got a 10, 15, 20% or higher cost of just heating our homes and transportation, that could lead to a recession for sure.
Don't leave out the $15. Minimum wage is coming too.
Job killer there too. There's a lot of storm clouds out there right now. Brian Kronk is with us from Collins and Kronk, and Brian and I have known each other for a long time. Him and his wife Darla have. Our kids have been in school together, and we see him at church on Sunday, and trust him with our finances. He's my money man. I'd love for him to be yours too, because he's as good as they get, and I feel privileged to be in that circle, because you're advising a lot of big time funds out there, a lot of folks, teachers and law enforcement and others. Say, hey, Brian, come in, tell us what we should do next year. So this is good advice, and it's free advice on the program today for you. So if you got a question or comment, 800-228-0550. We're going to talk a little bit about the plan and how you see all these shark infested waters and what you do with a plan on this market that just scares the daylights out of me. More with Brian coming up. Don't go away. help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetraServe USA. They fill you up better. That's right. Valley Dairy locations, PetraServe USA. Everything from E85 on up to super unleaded with nothing else in it. I'm a big unleaded 88 guy because you get the great, you know, octane, but you also get the lower price. But it's your choice. Look for the Marathon or Cenex signs, PetraServe USA, on all of them. Valley Dairy or PetraServe USA. And great lunches, too. Swedish meatballs or lasagna today in Valley City. Chef's Choice in Harwood, Swedish meatballs at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location, 12th Avenue North I-29, chicken fettuccine, Salisbury steak at the Ulan store today, PetraServe USA. Back with Brian Kronk of Collins & Kronk. He is my money guy. And when I first talked to Brian about this, I don't know how long ago that's been now, but I said, let's start with, I think I can scrounge up like 10 grand or something, right? And then I even had to say, you know, maybe it should be 8. I forget what it was. But you and I were looking at it the other day, and I was just amazed on how that little seed started, and then, you know, monthly keep adding and what it becomes. I mean, that all starts with a plan, right, Brian?
The plan is the key to everything. So, you know, the plan, I always say, is what answers the question. So once we get the money doing what it's supposed to, you saw how well your portfolio grew just this last year, for example. The money then will do what it's supposed to do. We invest it in one of our strategies. We take it from there. But the big questions that we answer with the plan is, how much money am I going to need? Or if you tell me how much you want to spend in a given year, we're going to tell you when you can retire. Or if you retire at 65, what is your income going to look like? What are those sources? How much do you need to plan for? So all those big questions that have nothing to do with what stock you own, but really how you're going to live your life, that's what we answer with our planning.
And that's not completely unique. There's other people that do that. What I love about you is you do it really well. You can show me all kinds of different scenarios with that. Let's go somewhere in the middle there. Let's go. But then you take your brainiac knowledge of the market and you connect it so well. That's the secret sauce with Collins and Kronk. I mean, again, the big investors are calling you for advice. So us little guys get it too.
Absolutely. That's what's so great, is to be able to bring our institutional-level portfolio management right to the retail investor. So we manage money for large institutions. We manage money for municipalities and insurance companies and things of that nature. And we manage money for you. If you want to come in, we'll manage your money. And so you have an access to us as portfolio managers rather than having to have it farmed out to some mutual fund or some money manager out in New York.
By the way, if you have a question or comment, a few minutes left with Brian Kronk, and you can call him, by the way, after the show today at 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119, or also Collins and Kronk's website.
CollinsandKronk.com. It's easy to find.
Exactly. C on Collins, K on Kronk.
Right on.
Okay, CollinsandKronk.com. Texter wants to know what you think about GameStop.
Yeah, I kind of figured if we start taking some calls, that would come up for sure. It's an incredible thing that's going on. You know, if you haven't followed that story, we're talking about a company that, you know, arguably was in the single digits for quite a while. And just in the last, you know, couple weeks, really, that thing went from the mid-teens up to $250 a share. Today it was over $350 and back down a little bit already this morning. And what you see happening there is an incredible short squeeze being brought on by a group of small investors on Reddit that are sort of tackling some of these various hedge funds. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what's a short squeeze? And so I'll kind of explain that just so you can understand how this is even possible. But, you know, there's a lot of institutional investors, these big hedge funds in particular, will look at a company like GameStop that, you know, is maybe they think, you know, on the verge of going out of business or just doesn't have good business prospects. And what they'll do is they'll sell that stock. So if you already own it, you might sell it. They'll sell shares they don't even own. They'll borrow them from Wall Street and sell them. They might sell them at $15 a share, hoping to buy them back at $5 a share and make that profit. So there's a lot of time these funds do that. Well, a lot of these people on Reddit got on there and said, hey, you know what? We're going to go the other direction on this. And they all started buying this GameStop stock. And that's the worst thing for a short sale. These people who sold it at $15, hoping to buy it back at $5, guess what? When it's at $20, they're now at a loss. It goes to 30. They have a bigger loss. They have unlimited losing potential, and so they have to buy that stock back to cover those losses. It's almost like yelling fire in a crowded theater with just one little door. All those hedge funds were trying to get out at once. And what do? They buy and buy and buy. The more they buy, the stock goes up. They have to buy some more. And before you know it, they've pushed that stock to $200, $300 a share. It's just insane right now.
And by the way, it all comes from a bunch of kids on these sites, right? There's no there, is there, or is there?
Well, you know, what's behind that, and I think it's more than just some kids, but really, you know, that's kind of where it's coming from. They're on a group on Reddit. They're trading on Robinhood. You know, they alone don't have enough money to manipulate a stock. They alone are not a hedge fund, but the little guy is taking it to the big guy because they all got together on this Reddit site and made a plan.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Somebody else wants to know, you know, it seems to be a speculative market right now. What should they know? This is an investment strategy given what's going on right now.
You're absolutely right. So people say, what's happening in the market? There is a lot of things happening. A huge rotation, money moving out of things into groups that haven't been in favor for a while. This energy trade that we just talked about, while energy prices are being squeezed higher, there's money to be made in some of those stocks on the short term. But there's a lot of speculation out there. IPOs, things like that, this Reddit thing that are sending stocks higher. And that's all indicative of what happens at the later stages of a bull market. So that tells me keep your guard up because we're probably due for a pullback. The more you see speculation come in, the more steep that pullback could be.
There's no way energy stocks could continue to perform at this level given what we just heard from Ron Ness, is there?
Well, as prices go higher, these energy stocks could probably run a little bit further than what people realize, enough to suck in a lot of money. Because if you think about it, you know, first we're going to get some scarcity in the energy field, pushes prices higher, and so that'll do real well, I'd say, for, you know, a short trend in energy. Maybe that's 6 months, maybe it's 18 months. But after that, once we start getting rid of the demand for fossil fuels, that's when we're going to run into problems.
Diversify, get some expert advice. Collins and Kronk. Brian Kronk, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for having me. Always good to be here.
My money, man. It should be yours.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMel. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosker, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosker, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.